God bless you, my dear family. Dear ones, this is one of the most important messages I have ever given you. It is the very heart of your relationship with Jesus. It is about faith. Recently, I have discovered there have been assignments against my faith, and I have not protected it sufficiently. I was just praying a sanctifying rosary, entrusting my weak faith to the Blessed Mother. In the Sanctifying Rosary, we take a reading from The Imitation of Mary by Alexandre de Rouville, and then pray a decade of the rosary for that very intention, matching it with an event in Jesus' life that corresponds to that theme. I opened the book to Mary's faith, knowing that Jesus would rise from the dead. Those 3 days must have been so hard for her. So I applied her example to my situation and asked her to intercede for me that I would have steadfast faith while meditating on the faith God gave her to endure the time between the Lord's death and resurrection. This is what I call a sanctifying rosary because you give the Holy Spirit an opportunity to choose what virtue you need to pray for, and He guides your hand to the right page. Then I do that again for the next decade until all 5 are completed. Yesterday, I only finished 3 decades, and that's all right. I had some very intense prayer time along with that. After I had prayed that mystery and received the Lord and the Lord's Supper, I heard Jesus say to me, "You must have the faith of a little child." He went on to say, "Beloved, a little child does not examine all the options in a situation, weighing them, and coming into a logical conclusion. A little child accepts at face value what his daddy tells him." Children are simple, Claire. They do not conjure up endless complications to cover all the bases. They settle their little hearts on what has been spoken to them because they trust their daddy. Where cross-examination occurs, faith wavers. Where logic takes over, faith withers. I would much prefer that you leave all the options alone and stand on what I have told you. This is how you have lost so much of your childlike, innocent faith. You've acted like a grown-up, hashing things out, looking at all the obstacles, when I just told you, "I've got this." You make the opponent bigger and badder than he is in reality. And these considerations tip the scale of faith into unbelief. Do you see, my love? Jesus, I do. I am so very, very sorry. This has become a habit with me. How do I get rid of it? He continued, "Refuse to reason with the lies that are being shot into you from the enemy. You have had so many lies that you have stooped to reason with that your faith is withered. What was once a mature mustard tree in full bloom with flocks of doves perched and happily nesting is now a dried up old bush, withered, worn, and unrecognizable. This is one reason why you have struggled to get to your music, because underlying all of this, all of the busy work and responsibilities, a withered tree of unbelief, not vital and vibrant the way you were when you first began to play music. Over and over again, different obstacles emerge. They're gathered together in the scales and outweigh the simple words I gave you. I've got this. And what I said before still stands. I've got this. Nothing has changed of what I have said. Each time another obstacle is presented to you, I have already prepared the solution. So even though the enemy brings in new obstacles, my answer to you is still, I've got this. It's the rain, guys. I prayed for it and the Lord has faithfully brought it. That's the funny noise you hear in the background. Jesus continued, "You see, what the demons are hoping for is that you will size up things like time that is left to you, problems with building, problems with people helping, worries about war and resources, sicknesses, and things beyond your control. They are throwing these stink bombs into your mind in hopes that you will become overwhelmed with the opposition and give up. Do you see this, beloved? Are you understanding me? This is precisely how you have lost your strong faith. You reasoned with the enemy instead of shutting him down. Just think of all the energy you would have had if you had ignored these things and returned your heart and mind immediately to what I promised and declared to you, and then just went on to your music, rather than trying to examine all your options. You see, these things drain you of incentive, energy, and leave you overwhelmed in a pit of constant questioning and refiguring. And the worst part of that is that my promises to you make no sense at all in the face of these obstacles. So your dreams shrivel up under a load of slimy lies, burying you in the darkness of this world's reasonings. Do you really suppose you can be inspired in this kind of environment? Of course not. To be inspired for music, you must have a much higher reality. A reality that God is who He says He is, and every word and promise out of His mouth will come to pass. That I am who I say I am, and all I have promised you will be accomplished. You see, my people are crushed with burdens. They have allowed the demons to inject into their thinking. As a result, most people lose the vision for their lives that I promised them. Then they settle. They go back to the world for a lukewarm, cozy life, free from variables that can only be solved by faith in me. Oh, my dear, dear ones, you think too much. You place too much weight on your own logic. That is why you are failing to rise up and live the dreams I have promised you. Do you remember Thomas in the film series The Chosen? Do you remember how he argued with me and indeed was even scornful of what I could do to solve his serious problem? He just could not wrap his mind around me and watch in childlike faith. He was used to solving his own problems, just as he complained to the young woman. There are only 3 containers of wine. I told you we should bring another in case one was broken on the journey. And she, in faith, replied, "It will be okay. You will drive carefully." And of course, all 3 jars got there intact. Thomas was used to being very responsible and providing for all possible situations. He did not conceive of the idea that I might show up and rectify any shortage. That was the furthest thing from his mind. Yes, that was reasonable to him. But look what happened to him. The kingdom of God was upon him, and he scornfully took exception to my intervention. This is precisely the way my people act when faced with seemingly insurmountable obstacles. You see, the demons have a Ferris wheel full of faith-killing devices, tailor-made to your thinking, temperament, and situation. One bucket is full of threats of war, another full of threats of sickness accompanied by lying symptoms. Another is sensational news personalities and pastors broadcasting fear, fear of comets, fear of earthquakes, fear of drought, fear of viruses, fear of financial collapse, fear of the rapture, fear of revolution and riots. Yes, these Ferris wheel buckets are loaded to the brim with threatening information. And if one doesn't work today, they try another one, then another and another, which takes your attention off of me and what I am doing in your lives. And so you scurry down the rabbit hole of unbelief. I want to inject something here. Interesting and noteworthy. I drew a card from my 1,000 card file and it said, "Do it anyway." Wow, that card was so anointed, but I didn't know why. Now I understand. Do it in spite of the fact that you have so many factors against you. In other words, ignore the negative suggestion and keep moving forward. That card is tremendously significant because it attacks the enemies head on. They say, you can't because, and I say, who said that? Oh, it's just you, a scrawny lying demon. And I'm saying, I'm doing it anyway. God said it, that's good enough for me. And my afterthought is, let the demons pay for it. Give them an assignment that is really hard. Like, in the name of Jesus Christ, you demon who said that, I command you to go back to hell and preach Jesus Christ is Lord and his mercy endures for all men forever for a month. And then I ask the holy angels to please enforce this. And I've got to tell you, it really, really works. This has been shown to Father that it really works. They hate that because they get such ridicule and contempt from those in hell. It's the worst thing they could do. Jesus continued, I wish you, my people, were more concerned with personal sin than any other threat from the world. Because if you live a righteous life, loving your brother, forgiving and following the commandments, if you give to the poor, practice self-effacement and humility, and refuse to judge your neighbor, I will protect you. There is no need for you to complicate your lives worrying about tomorrow. Worry more about personal sin. And when you need to be warned of a situation coming, I will warn you. You will feel it deep in your inner being, and it will prompt you to act accordingly. So now I must tell you, these assignments against your faith are universal. They have been poured out like a tarry mess all over the body of Christ. And only those who have childlike faith are holding on to their missions, their callings, and staying in the saddle because they know I will come through and they needn't examine all the naysaying or justify what they know I will do for them. They are standing and renouncing the enemy's lie. So, my beloved, and all of you most precious heart dwellers, if you have persevered with faith like a child, I say to you, bravo, keep up the good work. If you have fallen into despair and overwhelm, repent, refocus on me alone and all I have promised you. You must bathe in my grace to remove the tar of unbelief and doubt from your beings. Then you must maintain it, stand up and fight, renounce even any suggestion that negates what I have promised you, and refocus on the holy work I have given to you. Get busy with it. My Claire, this is what you must do. You must bathe in my grace and repent of your unbelief. Throw off the dump loads of lies the enemy has been covering you with, day after day after day, for years, Claire. Not for months, for years. Is it any wonder, my beloved, that you are still standing? And that is why I asked you to list the seemingly insurmountable obstacles to this community's formation and how I provided miraculously. You must do this, my love, even tonight. Do this now to be strengthened, for your enemies stalk you as lions stalk, and you cannot afford for one moment to let down your guard. Okay, Lord, I will do it right now. That's my bride talking now. I'm imparting to you the special grace of defending the words of truth, the promises I have spoken to you, which will come to pass because of your faith. Thank you, Lord. I'm so grateful for this understanding of how my faith has been so damaged. I repent of my pride for ever thinking and reasoning with the world's ideas and the demon's logic assigned deliberately to discourage me. Thank you, Lord. My bride, my beloved, all you ever need to do is ask, and I am eager and happy to teach you and our family these strategies. I bless you now with the graces necessary to defend the truth, to stand on it, and to act on it. Amen.